when I dialed your number, everything changed. I didn't call you on purpose. It was a coincidence, a total chance. My finger missed a number, just one wrong digit, and I called you. I don't know why I didn't hang up when I heard your voice. There's no simple word to describe it. It was a feeling that if I pressed that red button, I would regret it for years to come. A spontaneous feeling that despite the mistake, I did everything right. That my muddled fingers had dialed exactly the number I needed. I should have hung up the phone and called where I intended, but instead I answered your funny, "Hey, stranger." Our conversation should have lasted a few seconds, but for a first conversation, it lasted 20 minutes instead. I didn't tell you, but I walked around with a smile on my face all night. It was so strange. Completely unusual. I didn't know where you were, how old you were, what you looked like. I didn't even know your name. All I knew was the sound of your voice. I was waiting for you to call me back, hoping that you'd call me sooner. But you called when you said you would, the next morning at 10 a.m. It's hard to describe in words how nervous I was until that second, but it's even harder to describe how relieved I was when I heard your voice again. I only knew you for 20 minutes, but it felt like I had known you for 20 years. We were strangers, and that made it easier for us to talk. It was like having an old friend who had gone far away, but kept in touch despite some insurmountable distance. I wasn't held back by my own expectations, and you talked to me about everything in your world, too. I thought I had discussed my whole life with you, but the next day came, and as soon as I dialed your number, there were only more things to talk about. It didn't make sense for us to hide anything or be embarrassed, and we took advantage of that. In just a month, I could tell you your whole life, and you could tell me more about mine than I knew. A whole month of communication with a person about whom I knew everything without knowing what that person looked like. It seemed to me at the time that it would last forever, an eternity of talking to someone who knows me better than my friends and family combined. It was my call that caught you as you were trying to take your mind off that horrible day at work. I asked, "What are you doing now?" And you said you were masturbating. You answered honestly and unashamedly. We had nothing to be embarrassed about. We knew each other better than most people will ever know themselves. It wasn't the first time we'd caught each other doing it, but it was the first time we didn't stop. Instead, I asked you to describe it. What you do, how you're doing it, what you're thinking about. If you watch porn, I wanted to know what it was. And you described. You told me in great detail how it happens. All of your thoughts, feelings, fantasies. I listened to every word, trying to imagine all your feelings in the moment. I wanted to understand what you were going through. Wanted to discover another part of you that I didn't know at the time. A few days later, the opposite happened. I was exhausted and needed a distraction from the mess going on around me. You called when I had barely begun and asked me to describe how I felt. I told you the porn that was playing and tried to describe everything I felt in that moment. Everything that ran through my head, every movement I made, and how my body responded. I was completely open, and it made me feel even better. If that doesn't show how much we trust each other, then it's impossible to describe how open one person can be with another. After those incidents, those conversations became more frequent. I didn't plan it for your call, and I hope you didn't plan it for mine. It just became a thing we didn't hide from each other anymore. it was only a matter of time before one of us would intentionally call to share those emotions. But the way it finally happened was unexpected. I called because you were always ready to listen to me, and my head was filled with fantasies that were too much for me alone. Your problem at the moment was identical to mine, but that didn't stop us, just as nothing had stopped us before. It was the first time we masturbated at the same time. The first time our conversations complemented each other. The first time our emotions were indistinguishable from each other. And the first time we included each other in our fantasies. I was afraid it would ruin everything. That after we did it, there would be some awkwardness between us that would divide us. But that didn't happen. After that day, we didn't avoid the event, but we didn't push to repeat it as soon as possible. We let things flow the way they should. I didn't plan those events in advance, and I know you didn't either. They just started happening on their own. I didn't need to warn you that when I called, well, you knew what I was doing. You didn't have to offer to repeat what happened. We just did it, as if we knew that circumstances would work out the way we wanted them to. Layer by layer, one level after another, one feeling after another, we just got to know each other better and better every day. For 412 days. 412 conversations. It took exactly that long for us to realize how far it really went, and how close we had become to one another. I still can't believe it happened that way. It was like we were given a script that we had rehearsed. It was completely in sync. Both of our voices merged into one. You called me, and we both said we wanted to meet. As soon as it was out there, we started looking for a time and a place. 15 minutes to decide where to spend the next 2 weeks. The fastest choice of vacation spots in my life. But we didn't have to debate for a long time. We already knew what was going to be best, where we wanted to spend our perfect vacation, where we were finally going to know who we'd been sharing our deepest feelings with for over a year. You called and said that you had already checked in and that you would wait for me in the lobby no matter how long it took. When I got to the hotel, I started looking around. I still didn't know what you looked like, and I had 5 minutes to find you. It was a funny deal we made with each other when we first planned. An opportunity to find out how well we knew each other. Whether we'd be able to find out on our own the one thing we didn't already know. I had 5 minutes, my arms wrapped around you in 15 seconds. There could be no doubt it was you I was talking to all along. You couldn't have been anyone else in that whole crowded room. The last piece of the puzzle that fit perfectly into the rest of the picture of who you were. And I know you knew who I was too as soon as I walked in. It was evening, and I was so hungry after the flight. Without asking me anything, you took me by the hand and walked me to the hotel restaurant. I remember how confused the waiter's face was as he listened to me tell him what you wanted for dinner and to you tell him what to get for me. He must have thought we'd been together for years, not realizing this was our first dinner together since we met live 10 minutes earlier. He wasn't so badly mistaken. After all, we knew each other better than many couples get to know each other in decades. It was also really unusual to eat with one hand, but I couldn't bring myself to let go of yours. That's where our hands were supposed to be. You felt it too. I don't need to ask that you did. The way our fingers intertwined, giving us a feeling of such intense intimacy. It felt like it shouldn't be available to mere mortals, but we had it. And then there was the beach. I don't know how long we walked along the shore. We didn't care. Still letting go of each other's hand, we walked along the sand, letting the waves occasionally wash over our feet. We walked and talked. For so long, we talked to each other every day, but we still couldn't stop. There was still so much we hadn't told each other that we hadn't discovered or confessed. And even though the water was cold, you warmed me better than anything else in the world. With your hand in mine, I could have dove in head first, but still been warm. I didn't recognize the real warmth until we got into the hotel. The shower after the beach was vital, and the way your hands washed my body, wiping away the sand, washing away all the fatigue that had accumulated since the morning, gently massaging my muscles, bringing them back to life, and preparing them for the coming night. I had never been so relaxed before. I couldn't let you stay tense. Remember how my hands massaged your neck? How they relaxed your back? I've never felt so good about making someone feel good. Our hands on each other, under the running water, took us even further away, cutting us off from the outside world completely. Everything superfluous was gone. There was no more hotel, no people in the neighboring rooms, no shower, not even you and me. There was just us. I don't remember how we ended up on the bed. It seemed like the world itself had pushed us in its direction, just like it had been pushing us toward each other from the beginning. Our lips met for the first time then, but they already knew what to do. Our hands didn't move over each other at random. I knew every sensitive area of your body, and you were unmistaken in mine. Every touch made our bodies arch in pleasure. How could it be otherwise? We had given each other the keys to our bodies, and we knew exactly how we would react to kissing, touching, stroking, and everything else. Our voices were one shared moan of pleasure, and who needed words when we could finally show how well we knew each other? The first orgasm hit me in seconds. It was like an avalanche coming down a mountain, but you knew exactly where to throw that first stone, didn't you? I paid you back in full. Your moans from my answering touches, they couldn't be confused with anything else, and they weren't the only ones that gave away your orgasm. We lay on the bed, merging in a kiss, barely letting the other regain any sense. I wanted to bring you to a point of pleasure that you'd never been to before. You did everything you could in return to make me drown. Every inch of our bodies was an opportunity, and we missed nothing. Remember how insistent my tongue was? How greedy my mouth was? How my hands moved down your thighs, stopping short of reaching your most intimate parts, so that you would do the same to me in return? I remember how your naked body pressed against me as if you were afraid I would be dragged away. Maybe that's the only reason I stayed close to you without drifting off into the abyss of mindless passion. I didn't want to go there alone. It was a place we should know together, and I did everything I could to get us there. Remember how my movements echoed yours? How I moaned, unable to speak? How your lips pressed into mine, trying to find another way to be closer? We became each other's whole world, and there was no point in calculating how good we felt. There's no scale that can measure it. Then we were lying on the bed, exhausted, but even in those tired bodies that were not going to tolerate any more pleasure, there was the strength to snuggle up to each other. At the time, it seemed like the best night of our lives, but we still have a lot to tell each other. There are so many new things to discover, new sensations to bring each other. So, Come on down. As soon as you're done listening to this message, the waiter's really tired of waiting for you to find out what I'm having for breakfast.